Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Starpiece, part of the GoCast podcast, where we get to know your favorite personalities and leaders in the world of Pokemon Go just a little bit better. This week, I'm proud and happy to say that I'm joined by myself, Fish on a Heater. How are you doing, Fish?
I'm doing great, Fish, and may I say, you're looking ravishing today. That hair is just mint.
Oh, stop it. You're such a flirt. Anyway, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, what you do, just like a little bit of a generic kind of thing.
Yeah, so my name's Fish, as you would know, and I am a Pokemon Go PvP player. It's basically, look, it's the only part of the game I really interact with on any sort of regular basis. I fell in love with it a few years ago, beginning of 2019, when Sylph Arena came out, which was like a grassroots volunteer-organized global PvP competition. And since then, I've just been working on all aspects of battling, Go Battle League, the Play Pokemon circuit when it's come out. And I've dedicated myself to teaching others how to get good and develop a love of the game just as much as I have. That's all very well and good, but what actually is a fish on a heater? Yeah, that's a good question. One that I get a fair bit. So you know how there's a famous saying in Australia, which is "I'll throw another shrimp on the barbie for you." Well, that saying's trademarked, so I couldn't have that without getting a cease and desist from the Australian Tourism Board. So I went with the next best thing, like an analogous phrase, which was, you know, "I'll throw a fish on the heater for you." It's not quite as enticing imagery. Like, it's not really going to bring anyone over to Australia if you're not already thinking of coming, but it really paints a solid picture of what we do over here. It's basically, it looks pretty in pictures, but when you come here, it's not quite as grand and romantic as what we make it seem. Yeah, not quite as tall as you thought, eh?
That's right. Thank you, Fish, for that jab. So when did you first discover the Pokemon franchise?
I first discovered the Pokemon franchise when I was, I want to say, 8 years old, 7 or 8 years old, and Pokemon Yellow had come out. I saw some friends playing it. I'm like, what is this? It seems so fun. And so I did the standard thing of asking my parents to get me one. They got me one for Christmas. Funny story. I hadn't played the game. Like, I'd borrowed my friends' games and played for a little bit, but I hadn't played it from the start. So I didn't know what the doors looked like. I didn't realize that those little rectangles on the ground were representative of the doors. So I spent much more time than I'm proud to admit trying to work out how to get out of my house at the start of the game. So why do you enjoy creating Pokemon Go content? I've always really enjoyed being a storyteller in some capacity. Like, I was in, you know, the lowest levels of school. I was a show-off. people would say I was a good actor for, like, an eight-year-old, and that was the first thing I wanted to be when I grew up, was an actor. Over time, that has evolved in various ways. So I've kind of jumped into other media, such as podcasting, blogging, that kind of thing. And this just seemed like a natural fit, where Pokemon PvP was something that I was deeply interested in. So it made it something that I had authority to be able to speak to and impart some of the knowledge that I had gained over, what is it now, four and a bit years, to newer players that are interested in learning it themselves. That's fair enough. Now, look, serious question. From one fish to another fish, how are you doing? Look, I'm really glad you asked that, Fish. And look, it's been a tough road. I want so badly to like do well in this Play Pokemon circuit, like the official champion circuit. I've done so much in this game. I've traveled the world in the name of this game, but I just want to win one regional championship. Is that too much to ask? I've come second, I've come fifth, I've come third, I came 96th in worlds. But just one regional championship, is that too much? It's okay, man. Look, we're in this together. Fish, I'm sure you know every guest that we have on, we ask this question. It's our signature question. If you were given the Cleft Keys to the Pokemon Kingdom, what would be your first directive at the Pokemon Company? I would make some changes to the mechanics of PvP. So like just add in a few extra things, because like it's a great game. There's a lot of nuance in how it works, to the point that like to the untrained eye, it just looks like you're tapping a phone screen. But like to the trained person, like there's a lot going on under the surface. But I think there can be a little bit more added to that. So something simple like status effects, but I say simple, it might not be that simple in practice, but something like being able to put a Pokemon to sleep, I think would be a great way of introducing a little bit of RNG into some matchups to make them not as straightforward. And as a battler, what is more fun than RNG upsetting the best laid plans? That and a charge TM shakeup. Am I right? High five. You are right. Now, look, while we're in this synchronous mindset right now, do you have any questions, Fish, that you want to ask me as the host? Yeah, so I've been thinking about this a lot. What I want to know from you is, are you ever going to be as good as Jakubovic? The guy who, you know, the guy who beat you, like, very badly in the final of OCIC? Yeah, that guy? Yep, I know, the guy that's like... He's just winning everything, getting all the glory while you're just sitting there in your room talking to yourself.
Yep.
Yep. Winless. Are you ever going to be as good as him? Well, look, he's you know, obviously a talented guy. He's from Melbourne, has a girlfriend who he, you know, enjoys spending time with and goes to all these exotic places with. On the Pokemon Company's dime. Look, I'm sure it'll happen. Thank you for that question. In the meantime, if Fish, our listeners, wanted to find us somewhere here on the internet, where can they go to find us and follow us? Well, we are sitting in Pallet Town PvP. So that is a YouTube channel. It is a Twitch channel. It's now on Instagram, new thing on the in the pantheon of what we do. So yeah, YouTube, Twitch, Insta, TikTok, it's all there. Everything but Facebook. Just like Chris, it's kind of dead to us. It's we have it. It exists. But it's not very much used. We've also got a Discord server. If you are on Discord, we have a very supportive community. There's always someone around willing to impart wisdom to newer players, so join us there. I imagine there'll be links in the show notes. Remember to add that, Fish. I will, and thank you to you at home for listening to this historic interview. I'm sure this has never been done. Try and take this on Pokedaxi. If you would like to listen to more of this wonderful content, please make sure to find PvP Corner on this same GoCast podcast feed, and also the main GoCast show for all your tips, news, and community in the world of Pokemon Go. Thanks again, Fish, for being such a great interview. Thanks a lot, man. still looking ravishing. Oh, right back at you. We'll see you next time. Bye.